Hi, I'm Bonnie Petrie of TPR's Petri Dish, and bioscience and medicine news has been fast and furious lately. And today, we're going to talk about how a change in military vaccine policy precipitated an outbreak in Texas. Hundreds of trainees at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio have been infected as influenza burned through boot camp. The outbreak started about a month after the military stopped requiring troops to get flu shots, and that policy change is now attracting a lot of scrutiny. We'll have more in a Petri Dish News update after this.
Support for TPR comes from the University of Texas at San Antonio's Brain Health Consortium, a pioneering research hub advancing neuroscience, neuroengineering, precision medicine, and more. Learn more at utsa.edu/BHC. Support for Petri Dish is made possible by UT Health San Antonio's Mays Cancer Center, South Texas NCI-designated cancer center, providing cancer care for patients, advancing research, and educating the next generation of leaders. Mays Cancer Center is working to end cancer in South Texas and beyond. Learn more at mayscancercenter.org.
From Texas Public Radio, this is a Petri Dish News Update. I'm Bonnie Petrie. In April, U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth changed the Pentagon's policy on vaccines.
We're seizing this moment to discard any absurd, overreaching mandates that only weaken our warfighting capabilities.
Making flu shots voluntary for all troops.
And that's why I'm proud to sign this new policy.
And according to the Chief of Infectious Diseases at UT Health Houston, Dr. Luis Ostrowski, creating a, quote, epidemiological time bomb.
Military settings are prime for transmission. So when you have an introduction of a highly communicable disease, it's just going to spread like wildfire.
And that's what happened. Hundreds of troops in boot camp at Lackland started getting sick with influenza. The Air Force also said one trainee died June 12th because of a medical emergency, but did not say whether it was flu-related. Secretary Hegseth said making the shots voluntary would pose no threat to the military's readiness. But Ostrowski says that's exactly what it did. He says young, healthy people like those in boot camp may be less likely to die from the flu, but they still get sick.
So they're not combat ready. In this day and time that we're, you know, having several conflicts throughout the world. So it's very strategic to be recommending vaccines.
San Antonio Mayor Gina Ortiz Jones, a Democrat, previously served as Undersecretary for the Air Force. She says there is a direct link between Hegseth's decision to lift the vaccine mandate and this outbreak at her city's base.
Regardless of whether you want to believe it, science is a thing, right? And it's really unfortunate that we're playing politics with people's public health and with things like vaccines.
Once the Pentagon made the flu vaccine optional, only 40% of Lackland Spring trainees chose to get it, according to the Associated Press. It quoted a source who asked to be anonymous because the information is not public. But Ostrowski doesn't blame the recruits. He says medical misinformation about vaccines is the real fuel for this outbreak.
People are questioning whether they work or not. They're questioning about side effects or not. So in this background, we're asking young people that sometimes don't make the best decisions for themselves to make the decision about getting the vaccine or not.
In mid-June, the military backed off part of the policy. All of the service branches were granted exceptions that allow them to, again, mandate vaccines for trainees. A Pentagon statement said the decision was based upon risk assessments and was designed to maximize operational readiness while safeguarding at-risk populations. Ostrowski says that's a good first step, but would like to see flu shot mandates restored for all active duty troops.
The vaccination schedules that had been in place in the military are the result of decades of actual research and very deliberate thinking and creating guidelines, and it works.
According to the AP, the Army and Navy have also asked the Pentagon for permission to make flu shots mandatory for troops deploying overseas, healthcare workers, and childcare workers. I'm Bonnie Petrie reporting.